Welcome to the We Are Here podcast, a podcast all about entrepreneurship on the South Coast, collecting stories and lessons from entrepreneurs and community leaders to learn firsthand how they've built their business or organization so we can build our own. The South Coast is a small place, and we're letting the business world know that we are here. Show your support by liking us on Facebook at facebook.com/thewearehere podcast and join the newsletter for all of our latest announcements and upcoming episodes at southcoast.fm/subscribe. That's southcoast.fm/subscribe. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the We Are Here podcast. It's another solo episode. I think it's episode 12, 11, 12. We'll have to take a look at the show notes and make sure we get it correct for at least the next time. And just a bit of an update episode today, just talking all about what's happening with southcoast.fm and types of shows you'll be listening to in the year 2020. So first and foremost, I think, at least for the time being anyway, southcoast.fm has found its sort of recording home. If I'm not recording here in my home office, I'll be recording at the Co-Creative downtown New Bedford. They have a dedicated podcasting booth. It's a sound booth. I guess you could use it for anything, really. You could use it for music, voiceovers, podcasting, of course. And that's where I'll be holding most of the recordings that I do when I need to meet up with a guest who doesn't necessarily have the equipment to do it at home. And that's actually something I wanted to chat about today. In a moment, but that's where you'll find me if you're looking to do a show on the southcoast.fm We Are Here podcast. You got a business, you got a story, you're an entrepreneur, you're doing something really awesome in our community, you want to jump on the show, just go over to southcoast.fm/contact and drop me a line, and we can set something up to meet up and record an episode like you've heard with the last guests. So a little bit about this episode today will be just forward thinking into the year 2020. It's the end of the first week of December, going into the last stretch of 2019. And a lot of us are goal setting, planning the big stuff to happen in our business for the year 2020, trying to get it all wrapped up before the holidays take hold of us in the last couple weeks of December. And we're thinking about that goal setting. We're planning, maybe we're doing some new things. And what we like to do is launch these new big initiatives for our business or maybe for our own self-improvement, and we look back and we measure that, and we normally call that measurement, you know, return on investment. Did that new shift in our business really have a great return on investment? And we also use return on investment in other areas too, like, hey, if you wanted to start a podcast and you ran a podcast for 6 months for your brand or organization, in 6 months you might say something like, did I get a return on my investment in time, money, you know, planning, maybe shifting your brand a little bit to satisfy the needs of a podcast. But here's the thing. I found that most people, at least most small businesses, and I am fully accountable and guilty of the same thing, that we measure ROI too soon. Or in other words, we don't really do the investment part, you know? I've seen this plenty of times. You know, when brands are trying to do Facebook ads, right? Oh, we need to drive some more traffic to the website. We need to sell the product for, you know, the holiday season. We're really going to make this push. What do we do? Well, just throw $3,000 worth of Facebook ads at it over the course of the next, you know, month and a half. And let's see what we can, let's see the needle move. And then, you know, it's either a lackluster result or nothing happens at all. And then we say, boy, the ROI on that was terrible. Well, what was the goal? The goal was to sell more product. It was to get people to listen to your podcast. It was get more email subscribers. What was it? And the issue is investment. Like that key word, return on investment, investment is the key word. I mean, if you went to a banker and said, or an investment manager and said, here's $1,000, and she turned to you and said, okay, well, you know, you really see a return on this in probably a year, you'd probably shake your head and say, yeah, okay, it makes sense to me. It's, you know, it's money, it's financial. It doesn't, I'm not going to get, you know, another $1,000 in a day. It's not going to double its money in a day. But we sort of feel, we sort of treat our business or even these little initiatives in that same way. Like we just expect that, well, because we took action, there's going to be this, you know, this big ROI. You know, it's something we've never done before. Like we've never done $3,000 worth of Facebook ads. And of course, we're going to see a return on investment. Well, that's not the case. The investment part is the long haul. It takes time, you know? And I think that while you're setting your goals for 2020, Don't be like me, you know, where you tried something new and you're like, oh my God, you know, by April 2020, you're looking at it going, boys, this isn't really working out. Well, are we really giving it the time that we need to complete that investment, right? Are we being fair to that big new initiative? Are you doing too many initiatives and, you know, maybe you're doing too much and it's just not something that you should be doing? So really just thinking about your planning for 2020, you're measuring your goals and the success of those goals for 2020. Try to think of it in the long haul. Don't start freaking out when things aren't working, you know, in day 45 of 2020 and you're trying to understand if you should shift gears again. I mean, I think if things are maybe crashing and burning, perhaps. But, you know, if you're just not happy with it yet, well, maybe just adjust a little bit. Let's not try to, you know, redo the whole wheel in the sense. Which brings us to content marketing and the South Coast Content Creators Facebook group that I launched. If you're on the email list, southcoast.fm/subscribe. If you follow me on Facebook, or maybe you're already a member, thanks. But we've got the South Coast Content Creators group. Just go on Facebook, search for South Coast Content Creators, and ask to be invited or join the group, and then I have to just accept you. And what this is a group for content marketers, for people creating content for their business. So look, if you're running your own sort of traditional brick-and-mortar store, service-based business, and you know that, well, investing in web marketing, like we've been talking about, a lot of it has to do with creating content, right? Creating great content. And content is spread across many mediums, so email, blogging, video, heck, a podcast. All of that stuff we talk about in the South Coast Content Creators Group, and it is 100% free and reserved for just folks in the South Coast. So if you're not in the South Coast area, while I appreciate your endeavor to maybe join the group, I'd ask that you only join if you're in the South Coast area, or at least doing business in the South Coast area particularly. I really only want it to be folks that are around this area because I plan on doing some like meetups and really just making sure that, you know, business owners in the South Coast area are the ones being served through this group. But it's an accountability group all at the same time. So, you know, if you look at the group, you can kind of see the quote-unquote rules of the group and the structure of the group that I've set forth. But Mondays, you know, we sort of just do our check-in. Like, what are we going to work on this week? It could be fun. You know, it could be, you know, really trivial. You know, if you're just like, hey, I'm just working on getting some more sales, that's okay. If you're working on a blog post, let the folks know. But, you know, hey, this is the blog post I'm working on. Whatever it is, new video, podcast. And then Wednesday is our hashtag accountability Wednesday in the group where we just check in and we just say, hey, look, how's things going? You know, you said you were going to do this thing on Monday. Are you stuck? Are you having some problems, you know, creating the content or whatever, you know, in marketing your business online? It's accountability Wednesdays. And it's great to see. I mean, we're about 50 or so members so far. And it's great to see folks chiming in and helping each other. That's pretty awesome. That's actually, you know, it's the whole point of the group. And then come Friday, we do the Share Your Content Friday. So you've worked really hard during the week to put together your new blog post, your new video. Share it with the group. As long as it's not promotional and it's not linking to another page or another group or anything like that. You know, it's a piece of content that you were featured in. You know, maybe it's a podcast that you were interviewed on. Whatever. Another group, South Coast business builder that's out there, right? Maybe you want to feature their content. So-and-so down the street, she did a great blog post. You know, you're going to share that because you think, well, it was really good. Number two, you're sort of helping her out, get the message out. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we've got some accountability stuff, but you're welcome to join and just ask questions if you're stuck. Hey, maybe you need somebody to take a look at your email newsletter before it goes out or your blog post or whatever. Check out this video I did. You know, is it good? What do you think I should do with the sound, the lighting, the quality, whatever? The group is there to support business builders on the South Coast creating content. It's the South Coast Content Creators Group. Search for it on Facebook and you'll get the invite from me I'll accept the invite from you so long as you're from the South Coast. And of course, speaking of creating content, speaking of podcasting, I've started talking about this at the top of the show, being you know, recording podcasts now with the co-creative more often. If you're a small business owner, I created a guide all about starting a podcast. And there's a thousand blog posts that you could research and click on. There's a thousand that I've written that are not hosted on the southcoast.fm blog, other properties that I've built before. And I started writing it out, and you might have seen it linked on the Facebook page. And it started out, you know, maybe I'll just do one and sort of give people the ropes on how to start a podcast. And I got to 3,000 words in this blog post, and I was like, man, there's still a lot more that I could say about starting a podcast, right? Like really taking the mindset of being a podcaster, right? Somebody who creates a show, produces a show, and does it regularly, because that's a thing, you know, being consistent, something I particularly struggle with, especially since this is really just a side gig at this point, but it's very important. So I started writing this, and I get to 3,000 words. I said, boy, there's so much more I got to say. I got to talk about the mindset. I got to talk about the planning. I got to give some punch lists, some guides, some checklists as well. I got to talk about everything about, you know, the logistics of booking people. Like, how do you do that? Right? You know, people forget that there's so much around podcasting. The logistics, the planning, the story arc, the branding, the promotion, the marketing, the SEO of it. Then it's the hardware and it's the software. It's where to host it. It's how to produce it, how to edit it, all of that stuff. So 3,000 words quickly grew to about 12,000 words, and I'm working on the PDF guide that you can download for free, but the guide is there. You go to southcoast.fm, click on the resources tab. You'll see it right underneath the resources tab. It's the how to start a small business podcast. You can also get it at southcoast.fm/howtopodcast. I did a free seminar on it at the Co-Creative a couple weeks ago. If you're interested in talking about it, or interested in talking about starting a podcast in general for your brand or your organization, your business, if you go to southcoast.fm and you click on the services, the resources, and I can help you with a quick consulting call. See if podcasting is right for you. It's not right for everybody. It takes some time. It takes that magical word we talked about in the beginning. It takes some investment, mostly time with a podcast, a little bit of money, setting up some hardware. Look, the hardware side is the part, and the software side is the part that everybody loves. It's super fast. It's super easy. I mean, that's the easy part. It's the fun part, right? Picking out a cool mic, setting up your podcasting booth, even if it's at your home office. You know, you feel real professional setting it all up and having the recording studio, you know, at your fingertips. It's pretty amazing that you have this broadcast capability in the year 2019 going into 2020. Anybody can broadcast and create content. It's great. But not everybody can do it great, myself included. I don't think anybody ever considers themselves a great content creator. We're always striving to. It's a craft, right? It's an art. It's something that you're always working on. It's something that I'm always working on. I've been doing it for 7 years. And I still don't think I know everything. I know I don't know everything. And every time I put out an episode, it's a new learning experience for me, even this one right now. But creating a podcast, creating content is very powerful. And if you can do it, and you can do it with some consistency, and you can grab an audience, grow an audience, you know, a lot of people say, well, what am I going to do? Who's going to listen to me? Like, I'm going to do this podcast, and, you know, how am I going to get people to listen? Well, I don't think it's about, you know, finding your audience. I think the real question is what are you going to do with an audience once you have one? That's the real question. Because eventually people find you. And eventually people latch on to the brand, the messaging, the story that you're telling. And they want to listen. Even if it's two people for the first 60 days. Well, eventually one of them is going to share it to somebody else. And that third audience member is going to come in. They're going to say, wow, this is great. And they're going to share it with another 10 people. And then you're going to, before you know it, it compounds. And in 6 months, a year, again, the return on investment, you put some time into this, you have an audience of 50 to 100 people listening to your little shop talk show. And you have an audience. And then what do? That's the kicker. Is once you grow that audience, and even if it takes a year, how are you going to leverage that audience so that it makes a difference in your business or your life or your audience? Far too many times I've consulted with folks who just, you know, again, they get so excited about the start of a podcast, and I get this great idea, and I get this great show name that I'm going to come up with, and it's so unique, and look at this great cover art that I'm making. It's going to be so cool, and I'm going to get sponsors, and then 2 months into it, they disappear, and there's no more show. I mean, so many people that I've consulted with who wanted to start a podcast, and I start the every single consultation session with, like, what's your goal with the podcast? And everybody, 9 times out of 10, rolls their eyes at me like, oh, God, we're going to talk about goals. Can't we just talk about which microphone to buy? No. Okay. If you want to buy a microphone, you know, you got two choices. You can either spend $50 to $60 or you can spend $300. And it doesn't matter which one you go with, really. This microphone that I'm recording on now is my $60 mic. Again, it's in that resource guide that I put together. I got all the hardware and software that you need in that guide. You can click on it, bring you right to Amazon, show you what you need. But it's not about that. It's about the goals. It's about the audience. It's about consistency. It's about creating a story arc and being different, being unique, getting people to tune into you when you put out your show, finding some value there. Because the first dozen to 20 episodes, it's sort of fun. It's fun and very fun in the beginning. You're having conversations, you're uploading it, people are enjoying it. And then by episode like 20, 25, you're like, this sucks. I don't want to do this anymore. It ends up being a lot of work because what happens is you make time for yourself on your calendar to create this content and you devote some time to it. And then all of a sudden, well, reality sets back in. You got to get back to work. You got to get back to serving your customers and doing your day job. Even if this is to drive traffic to your business, then you find yourself, well, I'm starting to get a lot of traffic back to my business. It's like this seasonality thing. And all of a sudden people are coming back to you to buy. You're like, oh my God, I get back to my podcast. Well, yeah, this is when having structure, organization, having a plan for your podcast so it doesn't get lost and you don't lose that customer or that audience, I should say. So there's a lot there. There's a lot to starting a business. Anyway, 12,000 words of it are in that guide. You can read through it for free right on your mobile phone. I'll have a PDF version ready soon. If you join the email list, southcoast.fm/subscribe, I'll email it out as soon as it's ready. So if that's one, you know, if you're looking to wait for a PDF so you can read it offline or read it on your Kindle or your iPad, whatever, that'll come soon. So join the email list if you want to stay connected with that. And look, if you're a small business, you want to have that conversation, again, head over to the site, southcoast.fm, go to the resources section, and get a free consultation. We'll hop on the phone, 15, 20 minutes, see if podcasting is right for you, right for your brand, right for your business, and then we can take it from there. And look, if you're listening to this show and you've got a content creator loved one in your life, and you celebrate Christmas and all of the holidays where people are buying gifts this time of year, buy them a microphone. Get them the ATR2100 USB. It's what I'm recording on right now. It's affordable, small, works in a mic stand, got pretty good audio quality. Not as good as my $300 microphone, but I don't like setting up my $300 microphone. It's big, it's heavy. I got to bring in another mixer to set it up. Sounds amazing, but I don't need it for every episode. I don't need it for every episode. And $60 will get you this microphone here that you're listening to. And well, if you got somebody who wants to start a podcast and you're looking for a holiday present, that's a good one. Check it out again in the podcast guide on my site. Link it right there. A bunch of other accessories too that they might like. But also if you're a small business owner and you want to be on this podcast, well, we can meet at the Co-Creative, but sometimes it's easier to just hop online and do this recording online. And more often than not, small business owners, at least in the South Coast, aren't prepared for that. A recent guest on the show asked to do an interview, and I asked if they had a microphone. They said no. So we had to meet in person. That's not a big deal. But you might be getting interviewed on podcasts more often as podcasting becomes more and more adopted here on the South Coast, or at least maybe even in your industry. It's a great way to get your brand out there and connect with other people. It's a great way to create content. All right, that's it for this solo episode. Don't forget to connect with me if you want to be on the show, southcoast.fm/contact. Share the website, share the podcast with everybody. Join that email list, southcoast.fm/subscribe. Join the free South Coast Creators Content. Did I say that right? I don't even know my own group name. South Coast Content Creators Group. on Facebook. It's a great place to get some free advice, connect with others, some light duty networking. Don't go in and start to promote yourself. You know, don't go in and the first thing you post is the event where you're selling tickets to or the product that you sell. I will quickly remove that post and give you a warning. We just want to help people there and get them some good advice and share everyone else's story around content marketing here on the South Coast. All right. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to share it. Thanks for all of your support. See you in the next episode.